Sándor Kirikés, Kirix Kerec.
Yes. So
it's a 1-point game.
The Sixers?
Yeah, with 3.3 seconds left.
What's the score?
107 to 106.
What does the score matter?
What are they playing in the Heat?
Yeah. The Heat already beat them once at home at
the Nuggets. Well, actually, here's the thing with the Sixers, though. I don't think they're obviously going to make the playoffs. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. But I don't think they'll make it to the finals.
Oh, no.
Same.
They're missing a piece.
Who do you think is going to the finals?
From the Western side?
It's going to be Bucks and
the Clippers.
Really?
You think they're going
to? The Eastern side,
it's gonna be the Bucks.
I don't know, dude. I do see the Bucks. Maybe I do see the Sixers, though, because the Sixers really did contain Giannis. And they're the only team.
They smoked him.
That game was absolutely insane.
They're the only team, I think, that can contain Giannis. In the East.
They're physical.
In the East.
Yeah.
Now, when you put the Clippers on it, you got literally two of the best defenders.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Paul George.
Yeah.
And Pat Bev, also sneaky defender. And you also have one of the best six men in the league. Williams.
Oh, these guys just buckets.
He's absolute milk.
Whenever he goes in, he can just throw the ball and it goes in all the time.
Oh, he's milk.
Dang. We're missing this. Dragic got a personal foul with 0.3 seconds left in the game. They were winning, and Dragic got a personal foul. And now they're using a coach's challenge, and we're not watching it.
Typical Dragic.
Typical European.
But that is so good, though. Okay.
He's a bench player, I don't know.
Moving topics. The Ronaldo Messi. I was arguing this with two people from Nigeria that are on a soccer team. And
hey, save this for the podcast.
They obviously know what they're talking about because they watch a lot of soccer. But they were both kind of Messi guys, which me being a Ronaldo fan, it was kind of hard to argue. But one of my main things was saying was, like, they're both obviously good players. If I'm building a team and I'm saying Ronaldo and Messi,
who's gonna get the most out of your team and the players in it? Who's a leader, Ronaldo? Look at from Portugal. Look at all the before and after team talks that he had. Look at the conversation that he had with Silva about the PK.
That's also a good one.
Like, he gets the best out of his teammates, whereas Messi sits in the background, but at the same time does everything and allows other people.
He's a silent leader.
Yeah.
But if you're building a team and you're the coach and you're saying go get a goal.
Oh, still pick Messi.
You're looking at the bench. You got Ronaldo, Messi,
and you have one substitution left, and you're saying
80th
you
minute.
Gotta go.
Oh,
who are you putting in?
If that's the case, I'll pick Ronaldo. Yeah, anytime.
You need a goal, you pick Ronaldo.
Okay, how about start of the game though?
Start of the game, I'll pick Messi. He gets like good free kicks and stuff.
Yeah, Messi spends the first 15 minutes of the game, and he analyzes everything, and then he goes and does everything.
I mean, yeah, that's true. But I also arguing like international. I think we'll get back to the club issue later, because I have a huge problem with the club issue.
You can't take anything away from either of them. Internationally, Ronaldo's the best. Nobody can take that away. He's also third of all time for goals for the country, and Messi has more goals.
He almost has 100 goals for Portugal, right?
He's at 99 right now.
He has 99 goals for Portugal.
Along with the trophy. Messi's at 70, which is still a lot, but a lot of those goals are from below, like, 70 teams on the rankings.
Yeah.
Which some of Ronaldo's are, but more in comparison of Messi's.
The top in the FIFA rankings, the top 15 teams, there's I think it's 11 out of 15 teams in the top 15 are all European.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All European. And
who are the ones that are not?
Well, you got Uruguay.
Argentina.
Argentina's not even. It's Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Argentina's in the 20s.
Yeah.
Like, top 15 teams.
But you look at the players in Argentina's team, and you could probably pick five of them out off the diamond, being the top 50 of all players, like, alive.
Yeah. They just don't mesh.
But it's not even that.
They don't mesh, and their defense is
It's not even that they don't all mesh. It's the fact that it's the team that's not built around Messi. Like, Ronaldo, at Portugal, he literally took a team full of fucking boards.
Yeah.
To the final of the Euro.
I don't know about boards.
You're still talking about a team that's better than the
Not boards. No, at that point, Bernardo Silva didn't exist. Nobody knew who he was.
This was after his
first
year at City, wasn't it?
No, this is in 2016. He was at Sporting. He was at some
Monaco.
Shit team. Name one player.
Yeah, it was at Monaco.
He was at Monaco with Mbappe.
Yeah, but name one player.
That's where he made
Falcao was there, too.
Yeah.
At that time.
He was not a big name. He was not a proven player.
I mean,
you cannot tell me that he was in the top 75 or even 100 players.
What about Yao Moutinho?
Once again, no, not in the top 100 players. You're telling me.
I'm not saying top 100, but I'm saying, like, it wasn't sending out
boards, but if you took that team and took out Ronaldo and said, yeah, they're going to win the Euro 2016.
Yeah, they are definitely the underdogs in that take. I mean, the game was – it was France versus Portugal in France.
Who's going to score their goals?
And France had a stacked team.
Yes. Ronaldo literally is going to score 80% of their goals because they can't rely on anybody else. Whereas Argentina, give it to Dybala. Give it to Aguero.
Yeah.
Not even with Messi. Take Messi out and they still have a team.
You still have Di Maria too.
Like, Portugal's
so
good
people.
Now, but at the same time, like, if you're a manager on any good, like, top 15 club team and you're looking to buy players and you want to buy somebody on Argentina, there were so many choices to choose from. Whereas I don't think that anybody other than Ronaldo and at that point, I guess, Bernardo Silva would really end up anywhere at a big team, and you can see that from City.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, Ronaldo got the most out of his players.
I also think the biggest thing is, like, that you can't take away is, like, definitely internationally, look at the teams that Ronaldo's playing. Germany.
France.
The Netherlands. But, yeah, he's also playing, like, Poland, but even Poland is better than they're better than half the teams in South America.
I wouldn't go half.
What?
I mean,
half the teams is name the top teams in South America. Brazil,
Argentina,
Uruguay.
And I mean,
Chile. You
get Chile. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's
good.
Four.
I don't even throw Chile.
I would
Chile
still say even Venezuela still has a decent team.
What?
It's decent.
No, it's not.
Venezuela, Lucas.
It's
Venezuela.
Not at all.
Look at I'm pulling up the rankings, dude. You have to see.
Poland has is a kind of garbage team, but they have one of, if not the best striker.
Yeah,
currently right now. Denmark, Eriksen. Name one player on Venezuela.
You got Colombia.
James
Rodriguez.
Argentina is ninth. Okay, but listen.
What country is Falcao from?
Colombia.
So Colombia has a decent team.
Falcao is jack shit.
Listen to this top 15. Belgium number one.
European.
Yeah. Two, France.
European.
Three, Brazil.
South America.
Four, England.
European.
Five, Uruguay.
American.
Six, Croatia. Seven,
European.
Portugal.
European.
Eight, Spain.
European.
Nine, Argentina.
Is that American?
Ten, Colombia.
American.
11, Mexico.
Wait, Mexico's 11?
Yeah.
Part of it is that's just from winning the Copa America and getting far in the
Copa America. That's because the Copa America
is so much less
garbage.
Yeah. And which is why I don't understand
so
how
you're telling
people,
me, Lucas,
people cannot compare. Like, to me, internationally, you cannot even throw Messi into the conversation. I think Ronaldo just dominates internationally.
I think it's
lopsided.
It is a completely objective
That was 11. 12 Switzerland, 13 European, Italy, 14 European, Netherlands, 15
European,
Germany.
European.
Mm-hmm. If you think about it, 15 for Germany, I don't think that's correct.
Yeah, and you're also forgetting about Denmark, you're forgetting about Poland, you're forgetting about...
Denmark, 16th.
Exactly.
17th, we finally get to another South American team.
Was it Chile?
Chile.
Like I said, those stats are bumped.
Yeah. 19 Poland, right back to a European... I also understand that there's a lot more European countries.
Yes.
But the thing is, and like even in the World Cup, like I understand it's called the World Cup. You have to get someone from like... You have to get countries from all seven continents, whatever.
But for the qualification rounds, South American teams, there are less of them in the World Cup because they're given less chance because they are not as good.
But that just
it's the same
you.
Way that it, Russian teams in the Champions League have only one spot available, whereas the Premier League has four.
Yeah.
Possibly five, yeah.
Possibly five.
Yeah.
So it's the same. It goes along with what Sir Alex Ferguson said. Where it was, you take Ronaldo and you put it in a League Two team, he's still going to get you goals and he's going to bring that team to the Prem. Whereas I don't think you could do that with Messi. Barcelona has been building around Messi for the past, 13 years.
Also, another thing that makes me mad is when people say Messi makes his teammates around him better.
I think he makes them look better, right? But
how
Barcelona,
can you argue that Rakitic... The midfield. So who else is in there? Sergio Busquets.
Rakitic.
Antoine Griezmann.
He's in the midfield.
In the midfield now. But, Vidal.
Suarez up top. Like, those players are all going to perform no matter what. Because they're on Barcelona.
Yeah.
One of the best teams
Look at last El Clasico, right? It was 5-1.
Yeah.
And you could say – and it was the first El Clasico without either Messi or Ronaldo. You could say – Barcelona won 5-1 without Messi, and Real Madrid lost 5-1 without Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Put that in perspective. Like, take Ronaldo out of Real Madrid, that's how important he was kind of thing. Whereas you take Messi out of Barcelona, they're still going to fuck up Real Madrid, who won 3 Champions Leagues in a row the year before.
Another argument I had with the two teammates were they both said that Barcelona and Real Madrid would be top two teams in the Premier League.
Currently, right now, I don't think so.
No.
They'll definitely be in top six.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I think Barcelona would be top three. I think,
top
easily,
three.
Easily.
Top two. Right. Currently, right now,
they'd be able to beat out everyone. And Liverpool would be a good... Actually, no.
I'd be a good match.
But also, Barcelona...
I think they'd have a lot of tough matches.
Part of it is Barcelona, right? A lot of it's morale. They play fucking Levante, Celta Vigo, all these things, and they rack up 5 goals a game, 6 goals a game. You get confidence, gives you momentum, it brings you through the game, so it looks like
what Barcelona does in the Champions League.
And it's because of that they play 8 games, they win all 8, they go to the Champions League, and it's like, even though it's Man City, I still won the past 8 games, we're fucking gods. Whereas Man City has to play Man U, they have to play Arsenal, they have to play Tottenham, they have to play Chelsea, they have
Liverpool.
To play Liverpool. And
you
like,
have to be okay with losing a couple of games.
Yeah. Like, in order to win the Prem, you can get away with losing 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
But with La Liga, Real Madrid and Barcelona are consistently up there.
That's why I say
don't lose.
Yeah. The Premier League, by far, the most competitive league out there.
And just
by
the most
far.
Fun to watch, too.
Yeah. Their style.
It's physicality.
Yeah. But another thing is, look at Ronaldo and Messi. Messi stayed with one team.
Mm-hmm.
And that team has literally been built for him. Like, that team is literally a lighthouse for Messi to shine. Like, he should be getting goals. He should be doing this because the owners of the club, since Messi came at 18 years old, were like, all right, do you want this player? Messi's like, yeah, he can help me. Literally, you ask any Barcelona player, he's going to say, what's the game plan right now? Give it to Messi, make a run. Give it to Messi, move. Give it to Messi, move.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when Ronaldo joins a team, it's not necessarily the same thing because – like, look at Juventus. Name one player in the starting lineup that they bought after Ronaldo. None.
Yeah, no one.
There's not a single person.
Why Neymar left the club?
Hmm?
Maybe that's why Neymar left the club, so he can join Paris Saint-Germain and kind of take a big spot in the team.
But with that, I feel like that also supports the Messi argument a little bit because Neymar's not been the same.
without having like Messi.
Well, Neymar won't be the same because he's a greedy cuck. Like, he went to PSG for money.
Also, he did do a downgrade of club too.
Yeah.
Like, PSG is a good club, but also they have no Champions League success.
Yeah, they're horrific.
Which does not make sense.
And players just don't play well there either, I feel like.
It's because
you have
Ligue 1 all the way at the bottom, right? And La Liga is close to the bottom, but there's enough competition where you still have to try somewhat during the games. So even though they'll win 4-5-0, 4-5-1 or something like that, they still have to try and create something. Whereas PSG, you just send it long and Mbappe's going to run onto it and get it. You'll get any highlights of like PSG or something like that. They're not like good. Like, there are some good goals, but like Barcelona highlights, they're like gorgeous goals a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, the another thing is with like Ronaldo and Messi, the goal comparison, like Ronaldo has what'd you say? 30 more goals. If he has 30 more goals and he has played in the Premier League, the Portuguese League, the La Liga, and the Serie A. So that's what I'm saying. If Ronaldo scores, people say, oh, he only had 20 goals this year in Serie A. I'm like, that's more impressive than Messi scoring 30 goals in La Liga. But yet Messi still has more goals. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think the Ronaldo thing, like, that's more impressive to have – even still have 20 goals in Serie A.
In your first season.
And that's a competitive league too. That's getting much better.
Also, with the Premier League, right? The only person to before Ronaldo left, he scored 31 goals the season before he left, and that has only been matched one time, and it was by Mo Salah, right?
Yeah,
and the last person to reach that was Alan Shearer.
Yeah,
like the fact that he scored 31 goals in the Prem.
That's
like he does that, and on top of that, he has the best scoring record in La Liga. He has 450 goals in 438 appearances.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That's averaging more than a goal a game. Even though Messi started in La Liga, so obviously it's like kind of hard to like match that because he had that curve kind of thing, where Ronaldo also had the curve at Man U. But like the fact that he's able to go to a different league, still dominate, go to a different league, still dominate, slowly on the downward trend now with Juventus. But like at the same time, he's 34, closing in on 35 in a month.
Yeah.
But nothing's really changing, which is the thing. That's scary.
And also, Ronaldo spent the majority of his career at Man United and the beginnings of his career at Real Madrid as a left winger, whereas Messi spent the majority of his career at Barcelona as a center forward. Messi should technically be scoring more goals than a left winger, even though now Messi has more assists than Ronaldo, and Ronaldo's transitioned into a more of a striker where he'd give him the ball and he'll score. But, well, no.
Who do you think's a bigger threat?
Well, when you see on the lineup, I'd be more scared of Ronaldo.
I don't know. It depends because I think Messi is a very deep dribbler. He keeps his ball closer to the feet, and it's very hard to steal it away from him. But at the same time, Ronaldo is like always in the right spot, and he's always a threat to the other team.
I mean, obviously, they're both scary as fuck. I would not want to play them.
Yeah.
Ever.
I'm not saying like Messi's like trash either. Like if it's
talking about you're comparing
it's close margins.
The best players.
It's close margins, but I just think that in the grand scheme of the sport, that nobody can ever recreate what Ronaldo's done, all the records that he's achieved.
Yeah.
I don't think you will ever find a more prolific goal scorer than Ronaldo, who can score as many goals with his left foot and as many goals with his right foot, and as many goals with his head. Ronaldo's one of two players to ever score in every single minute of the game. The other one's Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
He scored – oh, really? He
scored in every single minute of the game.
That's pretty impressive. Very impressive.
It will be interesting to make a comparison if Messi plays in another league, how he does.
Do you think whatever league will leave that, though?
I don't think Barcelona would ever let him go.
Well, same.
They'll keep him happy.
I mean, also, Ronaldo is on a path to obviously prove something. Like, if he really wanted to, he could stay at Real Madrid and absolutely just dominating.
Yeah, he was averaging more than a goal a game.
Yeah, but that's not proving anything either.
If you put – so the Premier League is known to be more physical than La Liga, right? Which means that Messi's not going to have the breathing room that he has. And yes, Messi has an incredible record against English teams, like better than Ronaldo record against English teams. But at the same time, like I said earlier, if you're coming off of an 8-win streak and you're going to play Arsenal, like you're going to have a much better chance of winning that game than playing them day in, day out, having competition.
Yeah.
And so Messi's just not going to have the space when he has Maguire standing on him or Wan-Bissaka standing on him day in, day out, match week, every single one.
Harry Maguire.
Like.
His head, man.
Yeah,
Harry Maguire. He probably wasn't the best player I would have brought up.
I mean, he's a great defender.
He's a good defender.
Most expensive defender ever.
He's a good defender. He's not worth it.
In today's market, you say Pogba's not worth it, but are you telling me you wouldn't have paid $75 million?
Oh, no, I definitely would have.
For Paul Pogba? The fact that Mbappe was bought, or Neymar was bought for $222 million?
Yeah.
He wants to go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't think you can use money as a comparison because when you think about it, Pogba made back what he cost in jersey sales in 2 weeks when he joined United. So really, money's just not a thing. It could be irrelevant from the conversation because no matter what, the money's going to come from someplace. You're going to bring more people in.
Yeah.
They bring more success.
Yeah, when you talk about the big
club, but also having a huge salary helps you dominate if you use it wisely.
Like for club or for player?
For club.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm saying if you give Stoke City, for example, Man U salary, they could start bringing in
There's also part of it where if you just gave Stoke a bunch of money, right? There's also just because I offer Neymar $500,000 a year kind of thing. It's the same with the Chinese league. Washed out players are going to come because it's just money. Stoke has some history, but they don't have any presence. Really, do I want to be oh yeah, I'm joining Stoke City.
Yeah.
No offense to them, but why do that when you go, I'm joining Barcelona, joining Real Madrid, United.
Well, that's name though.
Yeah. So it's not just I don't know. Money's just weird in sports. Because it shows stuff, but it also, there's a reason why Man United have that money, right? There's not a reason why Man City have that money because it was just somebody coming in and dumping it on them.
And then
a slow scale.
Yeah, I was going to say, you had to, you saw the trend with that starting in 2008, how long it did take.
But look how many, Man United in the era of the Premier League, the next closest person's at 5 trophies, and Man United are at 21.
Yeah.
There's a reason why
they've
much
money. They've always been dominant, yeah, I guess.
Kind of thing. It's not just, somebody came in and, bought us and stuff like that. It's not like PSG or it's not like City. There's money that's there for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, slowly that's becoming-ish kind of thing. City's starting to dominate, but it's not necessarily a through-and-through kind
of
thing.
Definitely don't have – they have one of the high salary caps, though.
No, Man United's salary cap is fucked up.
It's higher than City's
salary, or
cap, their what's it called?
Worth? How much money they're able to spend?
Yeah, that's their cap.
Oh, I know.
Man United is also very weird. The way that they do
cap
things.
It also depends on the board too. You know, it's all a business in the end of the day.
Yeah.
As a Man City fan, you should think it's about business.
Doesn't a prince?
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying. City is literally just a company to them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They
it's not really about the. It's not really about actual soccer.
And that's why Guardiola, if he doesn't perform here soon, is
it's the difference between Guardiola and Klopp, or Guardiola versus Mourinho. You Guardiola, if you put him on a. If you send him to a League Two side, with Messi kind of thing, obviously he's going to bring that team up. But they're not going to be, crazy good. Whereas, look at Klopp. Who'd have thought Mane was going to be something amazing? Who'd have thought – okay, Salah was, big things. But Do you really think that another manager is going to get what he's getting out of Mane, what he's getting out of Firmino?
I mean, I wouldn't say Salah was that big.
I would not say Guardiola wouldn't.
No, you give Guardiola, if after this season, Guardiola, because of how bad City are doing, even though they're not doing that bad,
they
just tied to Norwich, or they just lost to,
it was Wolves.
Wolves or whatever. I mean, Wolves are a good team. But, Guardiola's going to go out and spend a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Whereas Klopp.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have as much control over the market as Klopp does. The board up top has a lot more control.
I mean, you say that, but Guardiola is the first manager ever to reach $1 billion spent.
Yeah. But,
he builds a team that he knows is going to work, and he manages it. I'm not saying that he's just like, oh, I'm going to spend money, because obviously you need to be smart to spend money the right way and to get your players to do something. But in the grand scheme of things, Klopp is working harder. He's making his players better. It's really just an equivalent debate of – not necessarily equivalent, but Guardiola versus Klopp and Messi versus Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Build a team that Guardiola wants – and they're going to perform well. Build a team around Messi. Messi's going to do great. But take Guardiola and move it to some...
Klopp's a fun coach to watch, though.
I think he'd still do a lot, though. Because
if you put Messi in the League 2 side, are the League 2 side going to get relegated? No. They're going to go up.
Yeah.
But if it's not going to turn into something incredible. Like, Messi isn't going to keep
doing what he's doing. I don't think any one player or one manager would do...
I think that if you put Ronaldo on a League 2 side, he's going to stay consistent. He's going to get the best out of every single one of his players. I mean, I know it's dumb, but you remember the Nike ad, the swap?
Yeah.
Where Ronaldo and that one, young kid from England switched?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, when Ronaldo was in the kid's body, the team that he was on, the reason that he was, scouted, so to speak, and got into the Prem where he finally met Ronaldo, and, they swapped back, was he started bringing his team on runs. He started doing this. He started showing them how to be better, showing them how to do this. And that team went up and up and up and up.
Well, I mean, you can say that about
anybody. An ad, yeah.
Anybody that's a high enough caliber player that goes down a league is obviously going to bring that team up.
When a team goes down, though, right? If your team goes down, who are you going to look to bring you up? When a team goes down, Messi turns around and acts like, oh, my team just let in a goal, rather than we let in a goal.
Yeah.
There's a reason that you see Ronaldo. I'm not saying Ronaldo comes back on defense a lot, because he doesn't kind of thing, but he comes back way more than
Messi. But he's in that position where he doesn't have to.
Right now he is, but back in the day, Ronaldo was back all the time. Whereas Messi going to stay up. Just say, give me the ball and I'll do something for you.
But was he also in that position where he always had was in that position to not?
But it doesn't matter how good you are, right? You're never above the team. It's why people hate Pogba so much, because he thinks, oh, now that I have a new haircut, I'm now above the team. Yeah. It's just, not true. Nothing's ever bigger than the club. No player's ever bigger than the team that they're on. If you're saying if it was 1v11 that Messi would win? No. The 11.
Absolutely not.
Without every other player on there, it's not going to happen. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah. I agree. But, so put Ronaldo and Messi, put them on, Ronaldo and Messi on Fulham.
Yeah. Both of them at the same time?
I meant, just individually.
Okay,
that would be something.
Two different lifetimes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They obviously, I mean, they're one in the league.
Yeah.
And they go up to the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Who helps that team get to the highest spot possible in the standings?
Ronaldo.
Go. Ronaldo. You think Ronaldo?
Obviously.
I would think in that case.
Messi would get frustrated. Look at Argentina. He gets frustrated and he can't do it.
Yeah.
A team not built around Messi, for Messi to shine, for him to do what he wants to do, isn't going to go places. Yes, Argentina made it to the final of the World Cup. But other than that, one thing, Portugal have had success in almost everything. Even though there's only one international trophy, but they've been able to make a place for themselves in almost every international tournament that they've been in.
Yeah.
And the Copa America, the United States are a contender in it.
Well, the Copa America.
And they lost to Trinidad and Tobago.
You can't say, like, winning the Euro, I think, can't be compared to winning the Copa America.
Yeah, it's way more prestigious.
Yeah.
Incredibly, Chile won it, like, 3 years in a row.
Off of PKs against someone.
PKs against Argentina. You need, and also, when you need Messi to step up,
he can't
does
it. He can't do
versus big teams, it's all Ronaldo.